There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast. On the left.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
It's a thing that happens only in hell.
Yeah, I think
I'm
so.
I'm pretty certain.
What, a mosquito biting you between your dick and balls?
Oh, yeah, that is what is. That's like, what I'm sitting on.
Like,
yeah.
If you lift up your dick and like that little crevice there, that's where it bit you?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just like a...
How'd it find it?
You know, I guess it read my diary.
Yeah, it's adventurous. Know? Yeah. I just wish a mosquito... Dear diary, I wish a mosquito would bite me between my dick and balls.
I'll do it. I'll die in the mission.
Is it Italian?
That's a problem. Oh, yeah, definitely. I fucking... Because I could do that thing where I can't.
All right. I can't do it. Welcome to the show, everybody. That's Marcus Parks.
Hi.
I am Ben Kissel. With us, as always, the recently wounded and injured Henry Zabrowski.
Okay. All we're doing.
Oh, man.
Giving up our children.
What
giving
happened?
Up our children to the fat perverts at TSA.
What?
You were just preparing for the pedophile government.
Is Alex Jones with us today?
You know, I don't think you should have recorded today.
I should. When you just see the evil that's in front of you.
Alex, it's so amazing. Moron. Of course.
What pedophile government?
The pedophile government picking up the kids from the airport.
He's directly referencing the Franklin cover-up of the Franklin Credit Union scandal of the early 90s.
This
we could do a whole
is,
episode on.
Absolutely, and this is kind of the problem with talking about MKUltra and talking about
right.
is that it's real.
Yeah. Yes.
It totally happened.
Yeah.
The government officials are fucking our children.
They love
to. We don't know if they're doing it specifically for ancient evil magic.
Sure.
But we
right.
do know for a fact that it's happening.
Yeah, they might just be doing it to come.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a possibility.
Yeah. Come thick, solid, 3-foot ropes of jism all
oh,
over kids.
Yeah.
And the
make
kids
little
just,
DNA strands with
kid,
them.
The best part about a kid is that they're so resilient, they don't even know. They're just like
yeah, they don't know.
Oh,
they don't
it's
remember.
Spaghetti. No, when Senator Klosterman came over, he made spaghetti on my chest.
All right. Well, God. Let's just edit that right out. All right. Well,
hey, can we start with,
all right.
can we get this party started?
Well, today's yes. episode.
It's ladies' night, everybody.
Yeah.
Of course, today, upon viewer request.
Hell yeah!
We will be discussing the greatest female serial killers of all time.
Pop your bras off!
That's right. Pop your bras off. The revolution is won. Women rule the world.
I just want women to be comfortable, and I keep
Indeed.
Hearing that bras are uncomfortable.
I've heard that. Yeah, they
yeah.
scratch your
Pop
back
them off.
And with the nipples. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Let them swing, girls. This is
Definitely.
Your night, baby.
That's right.
Female serial killers.
I feel like we could say the same thing about probably me and you, to be honest. We both sort of have a male breast situation.
Take off your panties. Let your pussy out.
That's right. But of course, oh my. I think she's...
That's what happens when a pussy comes out.
Is she raising up in the air 3 feet?
That's a sound a vagina makes to me.
Yeah.
Stay away, Henry.
I mean, we've seen Marilyn Monroe's dress when the subway air gusts that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it made imagine it noise like,
and then her vagina. You could imagine how wavy that was. Looking like an American flag on the 4th of July.
Yeah, it's like Abe Vigoda's cheeks.
Oh, indeed. Very flexible.
Female serial killers.
That's right. Of yeah. course, now female serial killers are different than male serial killers, of course, because men and women are different.
They are.
So let's get into some psychology of
yeah.
the female serial killer.
Well, first of all, there are, yes, less female serial killers than male serial killers. However, percentage-wise, among female killers, more are serial murderers than one-time killers.
Yeah, so if they're going to do it, they do it often and they do it well. A
yeah,
lot
okay.
of these times they talk about, too, we're going to break down the 9 different types of female serial killers that you see
right.
More often than not. I mean, it's a weird type to even pin down because, you know, there's no Dahmers in this group. Hate to disappoint
right.
everybody.
Yeah.
There's no Freezers in the head. There's no Thai boys running away in handcuffs.
That's the thing is that there's no, like, you know, I just wanted to hear one story of, like, I cut his head off and I made it my pussy.
Right.
But
I mean, the closest is Elizabeth Bathory. But okay. Even then, I think that's more myth.
And that's the thing. That's what they said. That's like 1900 sensationalism, yeah. Where she just like, I laid down with him and felt much excitement. And it's just yeah. Like, no, you like, haven't had orgasms, didn't have orgasms until 1969.
Oh, yeah. No, not until dudes got real cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But let's go into Elizabeth for a second. Why was she so famous?
Elizabeth Bathory was a Hungarian countess from way back in
that's
the day.
Right.
And it said
probably
that
been a woman that you're into. She's like 5'2", yes. 325 pounds.
Now you're talking
like
my meat.
Milk jugs for legs.
Sure. Yeah, good.
And the legend says that she supposedly killed about 600 young girls.
Sure.
She bathed in their blood in order to make herself look youthful and exuberant, although she was only officially blamed for 80 murders.
Oh.
And she was never tried or convicted of any of these. All they did is they blamed her for it. They walled her up in a room, and then she died 4 years later.
These old punishments were the best punishments.
They were the best punishments.
Do you remember Iron Maidens? That was just a tube that had spikes in it, and they just push you in it. You know?
By the way, how do you get walled up in a room? Don't at some point you just be like, hey, guys, so you're forgetting to build the door.
Where's the window in my my breakfast nook?
Yeah, because... Oh,
it's a prison.
It's a prison.
You're putting me in a prison.
I just keep on working. I don't want to just.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey guys. Before you put that last brick in, can you just give me like 9 gallons of blood, just so I can have it while I'm in here?
Also why Gwyneth Paltrow looks so good today.
Well, I've got a little bit more on the psychology.
Yeah, let's
before
do
we
all
go
the
into the nine types.
Of course,
is that women serial killers? They fantasize about their killings for years.
Mm. Yeah, that's
like they go through all.
It's like
they
what girlfriends do to boyfriends over long periods of time.
Yes, they plan meticulously. They study about ways in which they can dispose of the victims. They work their knowledge into their fantasies. They rehearse them over and over again. One female killer stated, I knew he would grunt when I strangled him because the cats did. I practiced on the cats for months. Oh. They all grunted when they died. I liked the way I felt when I strangled them, so I dreamed about it. I made my victims grunt in my fantasy life.
Hard.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Kids nowadays just have posters of One Direction on the wall. It's like, get it together, start strangling the cats.
And the majority of female serial killers, a lot of them, it's poisons, it's drugs, it's things
like
that.
Yeah, they don't get up in front. There's no like, hammer to the face while he's struggling in the back of a car. You
there's
know?
A reason why. Because a lot of them do fantasize, when they fantasize about killing, they do fantasize about knives, hammers, as you say, things like that. But they don't believe they have the physical strength to be able to do
it. Because they don't, and they always need to remember that.
Yeah.
So don't you dare come at me with a chainsaw, ladies.
Do you think this makes female serial killers more intelligent and better than male serial killers?
Yes.
Obviously, a man just wants to go out and strangle somebody, they can do it with their bare hands.
Well, they're definitely more effective, and they last longer. Their careers are longer. They do it for different because they do it for different reasons.
Right.
That's a part of the psychology that we were talking about. Part of my own. Like through years of researching it, I just think there's just a difference between besides just the normal differences between a penis and a vagina.
Sure.
Is that there's also like there's a thing, an immediacy to the ejaculation.
Right.
It's different than with women.
The ejaculation.
It's just like a man, you know, like when BTK strung up the little girl in the Oteri house, he just went, and he came like six
accidentally.
Times, like, pum, 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 because that's how what dudes do it. They do it for that thrill where it's like a woman, she'd have to kill the dude, and then it's lighting the candles,
right?
Getting,
out to
you know,
dinner,
like,
getting
listening
married,
to some soft music, doing all this stuff in order to finally reach a cresting slope of a musical orgasm.
Right, I agree. Yeah.
All right.
So, what are some other psychological situations these ladies are going through? I mean, it is interesting though. I mean, if you're a chick, you're obviously inferior when it comes to strength for the most part. I'm speaking in generalities.
Not my mother, though.
Not your mother. No, and there were some very strong women out there. Oh, very strong woman.
Ed's mother.
Just a horse.
Yeah. You could hit Ed's mom. You could throw a boat at Ed's mom.
Oh, she'll just catch it in her mouth.
She was catching it in her vagina.
Have you ever seen the movie The Sandlot? Have you ever seen the movie The Sandlot? She's the dog. Yeah.
That's mean.
Whoa.
That's mean to say about Ed's mother.
Oh.
Moment of
silence. Okay, I think it was fine. We took it.
The last point I want to make about the psychology, I find this extremely interesting, is that over the last, say, 50 years or so, as women start getting more rights, they start entering into the workplace.
We laugh the good chortle of three white men alone in a room.
The Women's Rights Act, or the Women's Uppity Act, whatever you want to call it.
But as they get more rights and as they are integrated into male-dominated society more, they kill more often for the same reasons that males do.
Okay.
Rage and control.
Yeah, sure. Super. Yeah, the rush.
Yeah.
The rush of the flesh and blood.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Totally. Yeah.
That's why I ate a bunch of sliders this afternoon.
Really?
Ooh. I had about 9 sliders.
You had 9 sliders?
Because I'm feeling the fucking in the zone.
I mean, I don't think you're going to have a rush or a flush
anytime
soon.
I'm on the razor's edge of a Gandolfini-type massive heart attack.
Right. But
that's
he died in Italy having a very expensive dinner. I mean, you're going to die after a White Castle and a bunch of Colt 45.
Sliders.
Yeah.
Yeah, White Castle sliders.
Of course.
Silver bullet taking this werewolf down.
No, I don't think so, unless that silver bullet scores right. Light.
Now let's go for the 9 types of female serial killers.
Yes.
The first, most common,
you've
black
got your Rhodas. You got your Scary Spice.
Right.
You've got
your B. Arthurs.
B. Arthur.
First up, black widows. Very common. Black widows' victims are relatives, close family, such as grandchildren, children, partners, husbands, or others. They kill for monetary gain, most often life insurance. These women often kill anywhere between 6 and 8 people over a period of 10 to 15 years.
These are like sleeper cells. These are people that operate with patients over a long period of time, and they just want your fucking cash.
Right. Yeah.
There's something that's even more cold-blooded to me than somebody that just literally poisons you over a year just to get your money than somebody who's just like looking to chop off your head in order to come in it.
Well, now, I mean, oftentimes, you know, obviously men, they like the physical form of ladies, and so they try to make money so that women will like them, and then, of course, the woman likes the man with the money. And
yeah,
the man
I couldn't have anybody in my life if I didn't have my big fancy BMW.
Indeed. Would you equate, I mean, Henry, what do you think? The idea of, like, a woman getting money as a serial killer, like a female serial killer getting cash, is the same idea as like what BTK or Dahmer had with sexual satisfaction.
Yes, because they were so pent up and they couldn't communicate properly. And I mean, at the same time, Dennis Rader was just the devil himself.
He was an idiot.
It's more like Richard Chase. It's like Richard Chase, the vampire of Sacramento, just couldn't get hard unless he was murdering.
Right.
So
and
when that
this chick just couldn't get hard unless she was just a stack of cash in front of her.
Well, yeah. Well, she just wanted that cash.
Yeah.
Because she could buy all the vaginas in the world for all that cash.
Yeah. That's true. But I think that is a fun comparison, though.
The most prolific black widow was a Norwegian-American woman named Belle Gunness.
Gunness,
who was just a hideous woman.
Mm. Yeah.
She killed over 40 men.
Who married this Belle Gunness?
She had many suitors.
It's things were different back in the day.
I guess
what
so.
What people like is, because you know how like in the 70s, nobody wore bras?
Right.
Back in the 1800s, everybody looked like their own grandfather, including the women. Because
that's true.
Like, what was the name of that woman that you showed us?
Amelia Dyer.
Amelia Dyer looks like the Quaker Oats man.
She does. She really does.
It looks like you could break a bench over her face. She'd be like, "Get done yet? Come here. Let me wash your nuts."
Yeah.
Break Amelia Dyer is a very interesting one. She killed possibly over 400 babies over a period of 20 years, because back in those days in Victorian times, it was extremely frowned upon if someone were to become pregnant. In fact, they would just completely just get rid of them. And
like out of wedlock and stuff like that.
Yeah, out of wedlock. Things. It was considered to be a mortal sin to have a baby out of wedlock. So they would have these baby farms, most likely, you know, kind of like orphanages.
Yeah, the baby farm does seem like
done.
Yeah, it seems adorable in a weird way, a baby farm.
Yeah, it does.
Baby farm just sounds like a prison camp.
Yeah.
For single dudes.
Indeed.
Woo, not this cowboy. Can't tie this stallion down with a baby. Because I don't come.
Oh, interesting.
I don't have semen.
What do you mean? What happened to your semen?
I think I'm out.
What do you mean? You ran out of it? Like Spider-Man running out of web?
I think I'm done with it. I don't think I can make anymore.
Have you tried recently?
Every day.
Really?
Pulling and tugging.
I can't believe it. Wow, the first semenless man.
It's all right. It's fine. I'm fine with my air rifle.
Okay.
But Amelia Dyer.
Do you give her 400 deaths if they're babies? Is it really? Is it 400?
It's not deaths.
It's 200.
Between 200 and 400.
You could pick
I'm
up a baby and
half,
just
though.
you could throw a baby over a fence and that's technically killing it.
It's an easy kill.
Yeah.
You don't feed
baby,
it.
You slam a baby's head in a door instead.
Anytime if it comes down to like just like not taking care of something and it dies, it's like you didn't really kill it.
You could just not feed it.
Yeah, that's
and
the thing.
It dies.
It's like many women are, it is what do you call that? With their
vulnerable?
Not what? Vulnerable.
Barren? Like women are?
Not barren.
Frigid.
No, that's your own thing. Okay, let me just try to get the word where they're passive aggressive. What I'm saying, killing a baby is very passive aggressive. Yes, just don't feed it.
Here was her method, that she would find these families who were looking at, she just kind of had a side business where if you needed to get rid of a baby, you could give it to Amelia Dyer. You would think that it was going to an orphanage or <it's laughs> or something like that. They didn't want to kill the baby, but they thought that giving it to this woman was, you know, at least the Christian thing to do.
She's a hero.
It technically was the Christian thing to do.
Technically.
No, it's the exact same thing as those parents who dropped off their retarded kids in that place that Geraldo Rivera revealed that Cropsey's based on.
They're like,
everything's going to be fine. You know you're giving your child away
for death. You're trying to just forget about the baby anyway, so it might as well be dead.
Indeed.
Yeah. And, of course, they paid her a handsome sum for this.
Yeah,
and
four farthings.
That's a lot of money back then.
Four farthings?
Oh, I could get 9 pigeons for this.
Wow.
Ah, the many things I'll buy in the 1800s that are stupid. Ah, stool cleaner. Very good. Ah, yes, ivory ribs to keep me looking skinny.
What does an ivory rib consist of?
Dude, it's just like those fucking, like, corsets.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. My name's Amelia. Nice to meet you, partner. Yeah.
You're a big, scary woman. Here's my baby. Please take care of it nicely.
Yeah. I'll take real good. I'll take real good care of it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go home guilt-free.
Just murder the fucking baby immediately.
Of course. How did she kill it?
Stabbing it?
Smothering it.
Yeah, smothering it and then burning it.
I just get a big wooden box and I just throw them in the box.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Can you just, if you have long nails, you could just like tear into a baby, right? You could just like do that.
Yeah, if you're a fucking hyena.
Okay, I mean, I don't know.
If you're a jackal in the jungle, not if you're a classy lady of the 1800s.
Okay.
Thing is, she only was convicted of one murder.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
And it was one baby murder?
Yeah, one baby murder.
Yeah, and they gave her, a week of staring at a wall for punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she killed an unnecessary baby? Technically, we should give her money.
No.
But we already have.
We've got to punish her in some way. I wish they could just kill all the babies. So what are other types of female serial killers? I kind of jumped into her, but I just love her because she looks like fucking Bobcat Goldthwait.
I wish that you were her judge on trial.
And by the way, she got paid £80 per
That's
baby.
That's huge. Yeah, she's a mogul.
80 pounds of rice.
That's a lot of rice, though.
Thank you. This is better than money. Oh, thank you so much.
You just jumped there yourself. Yeah, there was not even a segue to an Asian situation happening.
You said rice.
Immediately. He always finds a way.
Always. Henry finds a way. Next up, we got Angels of Death.
Okay.
Angels of Death, they set themselves up as God, preying on those who, in her estimation, are already marked for death, the sick in the hospitals, or an aging relative whose daily support has been left in her hands.
So you have a lot of nurses, I would assume, in
this
situation.
It's like the same
situation.
People who, like, nerds who look at, like, superhero movies and just be like, I don't like Thor. Thumbs down.
I will kill Thor if I could.
Yep. And possibly the best known of those is our only entry into today's episode, a woman who kills for sexual pleasure.
Okay.
Yes.
What's her name?
Jane Tappan.
Mm. Well, this is the same. This is another sort of an example of 1900s sort of sensationalism. She says that she got sexual pleasure out of it, but they also said at the time reporters really made wild stories out of anything that was happening in the news.
That is true.
Right.
So I think it just sounds like there are a lot of nurses that seem to be compelled to kill for various reasons.
Right.
Like, either they think that they're doing mercy killings, or they're just like, we got too many people in the hospital, or they just love, they just think it's pretty when they go,
I just have a pudding.
He's like, oh, he's so cute. Oh, my God. I love to see when he goes, oh, it's adorable.
If I was a woman, watching a man take his last breath would be the greatest moments of my life.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no doubt.
I think that for most ladies, that's the thing that they want to see.
So would you say that as opposed to sex that most male killers are driven by, it's money or compassion for female serial killers?
Like, literally, it's compassion almost.
Yeah.
Jane Tapan killed 31 people with
That's a lot of people.
It's a bunch, yeah.
She got to be a nurse at Cambridge Hospital, and during her residency, she used her patients as guinea pigs in experiments with morphine and atropine.
Okay.
She would alter the prescribed dosages just to see what it did to their nervous system.
Well, that's just science.
So she's a bit of a Mangala.
She is a bit of a Mangala.
Yeah,
a bit
that's
of a
just
unit
some Unit 3731 science.
Yep.
That's all it is. I bet they got some good stuff out of her.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she didn't tell anybody about it.
No.
Right, she didn't write anything down.
No, she's doing real indie.
But now she's
real indie. She's underground.
Yeah.
She's like the pavement. She's the Yola Tango of experimental nursing.
I agree.
And you know who she started her entire career with? She killed her landlords.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
The rent's too damn high.
Yeah, she lived our dream, the dream that all of us have.
I agree. So now, why did they get the just a fact. Why did they get the idea that she got sexual pleasure out of it? Was she ever busted?
She said so.
She did say so.
Yeah,
so
she did say so.
So she would knock these people out.
What were her exact words? Aren't they written down? It was just something like, I laid down with them and I felt a warmth in my cleft.
Yeah, something like that.
Yuck.
That's how there always is. Just like a stern warmth crawled up my crevice. And I knew then, I will have to be married to this ghost.
Uh-huh.
How it treated me so. Its deft ghost fingers massaging my yole. Did you say yole?
This is weird.
It's Swedish for hole. Don't we have one Swedish listener? Isn't it Fanny? Isn't Fanny the Swedish listener?
Yes, we have.
Is Yol Swedish for a hole?
I don't think Yol is Swedish for a hole. But yes, please, Fanny.
What the baby in a Yol? Is that? That's all I have. I'm sorry.
Was that?
That's. I don't know. Just skip me.
Family like Abby, Amy, in the Yol.
Hey, all that put out it out.
Is that a Cockney?
I think that was.
I'm all over the place.
Fanny, just answer.
I had five pieces of fried chicken for lunch.
That's it?
That's the problem. My blood sugar is just going woo, as different parts of the skin are digested in my lower intestine.
You look great.
Kinda. It's hall.
You looked it up?
Yeah.
Hall
in Swedish is
hall. Did you find Jane Toppin's exact words?
No.
That's
I couldn't
fine.
Find them. Yeah. But apparently, it's spelled H-A-L, and there's a circle over the A.
So like it's a hole. That's fucking great.
It's brilliant. All right. So what's
fucking,
another? What's
fucking good
fucking
job?
Fucking
good work, everybody.
Good, well, let's not. It's nice. It's fine. It's how they spell the word. Who knows?
Spell it with H and the O and the L and the E. That's how you know that it's spelled hole and it's red hole.
It's a real Alex Jones moment you're having right now. Real Alex Jones moment.
Government's taking all our spellings and making them dumb and Swedish.
Crazy. This pedophile government's doing a lot of stuff.
A typical kill cycle for an angel of death is 8 victims over a 1 to 2 year period.
Okay.
Although if the offender is mobile, meaning if they do house calls and the like, the number increases to 16 or more.
Oh, okay.
And their short careers are due to a tendency to brag about their actions.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing, is everyone's got to shut their mouths.
Stop being
people
so cocky.
People are too proud.
I agree.
Yeah, you can't be LeBron James in there.
That's right.
You got to be the other guy on the Heat that no one speaks to or never speaks, who is also responsible for wins. This is how much I know about sports.
That would be Chris Bosh.
Thank you.
That's the man you're referencing. Henry, you murdered a woman. You going to talk about it? if you murdered a woman.
No.
You would never discuss it.
No. That would be the type of secret that I would keep to my grave.
Huh. Intriguing,
isn't it?
Let's go on.
Next up is sexual predators.
Okay.
And in fact, Jane Tapan is listed under sexual predators.
Well, because she technically had that sexual, she had that sort of that sexual edge to her, but it's still at the same time, it's not like the only one that we have, the only real, genuine serial killer that exists in female history, because you know what they say, well-behaved women rarely make history.
I agree. I've heard that.
This is, let's cue her, Marcus. Everybody's favorite lady.
Uh-huh.
She could wake up the world with her smile.
Yes, she could. Yes, she could.
The girl that everybody wants to be.
I would love to date her. I wish she'd return my calls.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Eileen Wuornos.
Eileen Wuornos. I love you, Eileen.
Love you, Eileen.
I love you, Eileen.
Have my babies, Eileen!
This is amazing.
Of
course, yes. The most famous of all
after
the females.
I just murder. Wanted to hear that.
And then she throws a rapist head up in the air.
Eileen, the most famous of all the female serial killers.
Well, she's the only real one.
Yes.
I mean,
Why do you say that, Henry?
Well, because she did it for... there was some sort of debate for a long time as to whether or not she was just a revenge killer, which is another category of female serial killers, just in the fact that she was a prostitute that was hitchhiding along the highways of America, killing what? She killed seven?
Seven dudes, yeah.
And so her original testimony, to her saying that she, you know, dudes would rape her and she'd beat them to death with a pipe or shoot them.
Right.
But now we know upon subsequent interviews that that was not the case. She has totally revealed the fact that she got a pussy gush.
Mm-hmm. She got a pussy gush.
I got some audio. She doesn't talk about the pussy gush.
But that's what I mean.
Here's a bit of a...
I just feel like if we're going to talk about dudes shooting cum every time they kill somebody, I imagine that women just go like, they're like, stabbing them, and then like lift their legs up, spread eagle, and go, and like shoot squirt all over them.
Right? I've seen porno. I know what you're talking about. I agree. But you know the thing? I agree, though. I agree wholeheartedly. She got a pussy gush.
What's scarier in the world than beating the shit out of a dude with a lead pipe, taking off your panties, and then squirting all over it?
It's amazing.
That's horrifying.
I mean, if she would have done that to me, I would have one eye sort of open, kind of blinking. Well, I would be covered in blood, but then the cops would know I was still alive because I'd have a rock hard boner.
Smile on.
That's the thing. If you were lucky enough to get killed by Eileen, you did not die the worst death on the face of the planet.
Your
no doubt.
Your corpse is like normal corpse face, and then grows into a smile as the squirt shoots all over you.
Oh yeah. It'll keep me alive.
Let's get some detail. Let's listen to her Eileen her own words.
Yeah. But let's remember though too how insane this is for a woman to hitchhike. During the 70s.
Well, no, this was the 80s.
80s.
Yeah, 80s normal. And 90s.
For a lone woman to hitchhike, you have to be completely insane.
Well, didn't she travel in a pair? Didn't she have a partner?
She had a partner. She had the woman's name was, let's see here.
Butchie Danielson.
Tyria Moore. And they met at a gay bar in Daytona. Because, of course, she's a Florida girl.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, which is a great, another popular serial killer hangout in Florida. Mm-hmm. So she's got the background, she's got the cred, and now we're going to hear some words from her very own mouth that show that she's got what it takes to make the cut.
Okay, I cannot go in the execution chamber and die in the execution chamber as a liar. And I cannot go in the execution chamber and be executed under the devil. I have to come clean and cleanse my spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. So I have to come clean and tell the world the lies that went on through my mouth. I mean, now prosecutors and cops.
And that you killed seven men.
Huh?
That you killed those men in cold blood.
Yeah, and I got to come clean that I killed those seven men in first degree murder and robbery. As they said, they had it right. A serial killer. Not so much like thrill kill. I was into the Robin biz. I mean, you know, serial killers are in this thrill killing jazz. I was into the robbing, and eliminate a witness.
Yeah, well.
But still, then again, I got a number, so it's serial killer.
I mean, she's really just sort of like the world's worst gold digger. You know?
Because you're just robbing broke dudes on the highway.
How much money do they have? I mean, how many
put some makeup on and get to Beverly Hills.
Indeed.
I kind of think she's a lot.
Her voice is attractive.
I do. Her voice is very attractive. I like the way she moves.
Right. That plays into what we were discussing earlier about how men do it for sexual pleasure. She was in it for the
money. Well, looking at pictures of Jane Toppin, she kind of had it going on, too. Yeah. I could have ended up being murdered by her as well. And then another idea that we can't devolve this whole podcast into just how hot they were. But I think that we were talking about, we were going to, part of a joke that we were going to do for the podcast. Should I bust it?
Yeah, bust it.
We're not going to do it, right?
It doesn't
matter. What?
Our plan yesterday, our catfishing plan.
I guess. I don't know. I thought you were going to do it.
No,
you know what,
guys? I don't have the guts.
Let's not talk about it.
Okay,
now
sure.
I feel like intrigued, and it may or may not happen.
But Squeaky Fromm was hot.
Yeah,
Fromm was very attractive.
Yeah, she was super hot.
Indeed.
Yeah, Eileen, she's I don't know. She's something else, man. She just operates on a completely different level.
Well, she reminds me of Manson. She's got kind of the same flow as Manson. She's obviously hooked. I mean, she's nuts. She's lived a life on the road, and she's robbing people for money and then just popping them in the head. Right. So that's something. I mean, it's just still, you know, it's just hard.
I don't
hard.
Know how she thought that the rape defense was going to fly. Is that like...
Oh, I think that rape defense
times.
Is perfect.
Times!
I don't think that
raped.
The notion that you would be raped by seven truck drivers while hitchhiking across America is not that odd
to
me.
That actually
I feel
seems
like that seems
pretty
very
low.
Reasonable.
Yeah, that seems like a thing. I imagine she was almost raped the majority of the time.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
right.
And that the kindness was... And I'm sure that that's a lot of where that came from, is that... She, I forgot what her upbringing was. She didn't have a good
upbringing. Was super fucked up. Her name was Eileen Carol Pittman.
Yeah,
was her original name, and then she took her mother's name after her father after they divorced. She never met her father. He was in jail. He was a schizophrenic who was convicted of sex crimes against children. He hanged himself in prison in 1969. Mm. When she was four,
the
her
year
mother...
The Beatles hung up the guitar.
Isn't that something?
When she was four, her mother abandoned all of the children, leaving them with the maternal grandparents. At nine, she engaged in sexual activities in school in exchange for cigarettes, drugs, and food.
Hey, that makes two of us.
Yeah, that's totally fun.
She also fucked her brother. She claimed that she was sexually assaulted and beaten as a child by her alcoholic grandfather.
I'll buy it.
And according to her accusations, before beating her, he would force her to strip out of all her clothes. At 13, she was pregnant by having been raped by a friend of the grandfather.
Babies having babies.
She gave birth.
That's the real issue here. Babies having babies, people.
And she gave birth and gave it up for adoption. So somewhere out there is son or daughter of Wuornos.
You know, sometimes
you're probably
you
dating her. Probably.
Sometimes you don't want to find your mother. You know.
Yeah.
You imagine
yeah.
you find out it's.
She's been a prostitute. She was a prostitute from the time she was 15 up until her capture.
But she did mention Jesus, and I feel like we always have to. Whenever I hear the word Jesus, I always just say, "Hail Satan!"
Hail Satan to you, Jesus.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Who's sitting?
Who's Satan?
Is that it?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, Tess. Hello.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about two literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time, because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me, to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life. How much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy, because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lastpod. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Yeah, we do. Do you love saving money? Oh my God, you bet. Then Philo may be your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. That's amazing. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. It's just a better way to watch TV. Get with it, people. Philo has an unlimited DVR for 1 year. Save all your favorite shows so you can watch on your own schedule. Philo allows for multiple profiles and multiple streams, meaning that your children or significant other can't ruin your queue. Never miss a minute of shows like, RuPaul's Drag Race. You're going to watch it. You're going to love it. You're going to get involved with it. And it's an extravaganza. You're going to love it. With Philo, you can start watching in seconds for less money and less hassle. Try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/left. That's philo.tv/left to get 50% off your first month.
Now, do we want to play more of the...
Let's play...
Do you want to play the day before? Because that clip I just played.
As a matter of fact, I just realized there was a Men at Work song. Come on, Eileen.
Yeah.
Come on is an encouraging Eileen. It's not coming on Eileen.
Oh, this didn't. No. This wasn't.
And it's Eileen. It's not Aileen.
It's not Aileen. Okay.
You're just thinking about. Do you know an Eileen?
No.
Are you dating an Eileen right now?
No, I don't. No,
it reminds me of a joke. There was a one-legged woman in my neighborhood, and my dad, every single time this woman passed, like crawling by in her cane with her fake leg, my dad would always lean over and go, "I bet her name's Eileen."
His father was a New York City police officer.
He got one leg, yeah.
I think that's a great joke. Anyway, Marcus, let's.
Well, the first clip that I played, that was with a British documentarian who followed Eileen Wuornos for quite a while. And she was very, as you can hear, very lucid. The whole clip is about 5 minutes long. She's very lucid. She goes into the reasons why. You know, she's like, I was filled with rage. I did it for monetary gain. I killed them in cold blood. The first one was an attempted rape, but after that, I just liked it.
Yeah.
But as she got closer to her execution,
I don't know what the term is, but I think it's called cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Well, hey, mister, hey, mister.
I think that's the term.
Mr. Saul, Mr. Saul.
Yeah, she did inspire Moulin Rouge, I think.
But as it came closer to her execution, she got nuttier and nuttier. And I've seen one of the full documentary that the first clip that I played was from. That is about a British couple that go from like when she's in prison all the way up until the execution, and she just gets crazier and crazier the whole time.
Yeah, I've seen this documentary. It's pretty great.
It's really great.
Well, it's the same thing, kind of the opposite effect what happened to Ted Bundy, where Ted Bundy would go from super charming to being like really fucking erratic, like when he was going through his trial, and then towards the end he found some peace and then decided to actually finally say that he committed the crimes that he did.
Right.
She just kind of went full Manson.
Yeah.
Towards the end.
Okay.
Yeah. And here she is the day before her execution.
You know, I was just wondering how you're going to be, you know, at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Are you prepared?
Smile that
I'm
lights
prepared.
Up.
I'm all right. I'm all right with it.
She sounds all right. She sounds great.
I'm all right with it. But like I said, remember, let them know that I know that the cops knew who I was after Richard Mallory died. I left prints everywhere, and they covered it up. And let me kill the rest of those guys to turn me into a serial killer. I know they did.
Yeah.
Now, that is a very interesting... That's one of the big theories that she put forward near the end of her life. She became convinced that the cops had made her into a serial killer.
But they were letting her go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were letting her keep murdering and stuff like that.
Was the
and
hot dog squad also on her case? The BTK
yeah,
hot dog squad?
Like...
I mean, because God knows, I'm sure Detective Popcorn could have probably solved the Eileen Warner case fairly quickly.
I can't believe. Can you believe how much she touched his belt and his boots?
Detective Popcorn, who do you think committed the murder?
Carmel is such a delicious thing to pair with this savory flavor.
There's a bloody man in the car.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Oh my lord. Having a sip of Coca-Cola and a bite of a hot dog is just
Detective
put me
Popcorn.
In the chair because I
Detective.
Have already seen
Detective.
Heaven and I...
Detective, we have to get to the bottom of this case.
Oh, yes, of course. Got to look at the bodies.
Yes, please. Let's look at the bodies. What do you see when you look at the male bodies?
I love snow caps. And how they crunchy and sweet.
It's, we have a lot...
I'm so distracted by how delicious my brains are.
We've got a lot of work to do. A man is dead.
There was
I've
a serial
got an
killer.
Idea, guys. Let's let her just be a serial killer.
All right.
I actually like that idea.
I'm
hungry for lunch.
Boy, you guys want to go to the movies?
You bet your life.
Detective Popcorn is the single greatest thing that's ever existed on radio.
All right. Let us continue on with more from Eileen.
Because I was no professional serial killer or anything. Or murderer or whatever you want to call it, you know. I wasn't special at
so,
what I was doing.
Eileen, how...
I did some sloppy work, you know, and I left
How friends. Have you prepared yourself for tomorrow morning?
I'm all right with it. Hey, I'm ready to go. Hey, I was tortured at BCI. They had the intercom on in the room, and they kept lying that it wasn't on, and they were using sonic pressure on my head since 1997.
That's the same thing Richard Chase was also talking about with the government, like putting things in his head and listening to him, and that's why he had to kill that 22-month-old baby and suck all its blood out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a normal reaction.
But the thing is that he did something like really crazy.
Right.
You know? She just killed some dudes.
She just killed some rednecks.
Yeah.
Right.
Dudes who were probably fucking horrible to begin with.
I mean, a man who would pick up a lot lizard at a parking lot.
Yeah.
A construction worker, an electronics store owner.
A Native American, a police officer.
Interesting.
A part-time rodeo worker named Charlie Carskadoon.
Charlie. Now, I swear she killed Carskadoon.
Where's Carskadoon? I can tell that Carskadoon is gone because there's still an Almond Joy left in the snack machine. Because that Carskadoon, God damn it, how he fucked.
He loved Almond
Joys. Hoards them Almond Joys, and I never get one.
Where's Carskadoon? We need these barrels to be over in the arena by the 6 o'clock horse run.
Carskadoon always had a lot of things to do. Mainly picking up prostitutes and eventually murdering.
Hi, my name's Charlie Carskadoon. Mostly I handle horses, and a lot of times I just, you know, I try to put bees in enclosures.
Well, it says
that's my big thing is that when bees escape from hives, it's my job to put them in some sort of basket or net. I mean, mostly I just get stung by bees. I'm highly attractive to bees.
Well, I think you're going to fit in great here at Disney World.
It says here you're a people person.
Oh, you bet. I mean, I'm a people person, as in I am a person. I'm a people of the person.
Oh, you take that very literally.
Yes, yes. I mostly deal with horses and barrels and bees.
Okay, okay. Well, I don't think we can allow you around
and
children.
You would be surprised how much the three overlap.
Interesting. Interesting.
Another of her victims was a sausage salesman.
Oh, that's mean.
What a poor fuck.
Like the sausage
hauling sausage across. Where did she operate? In Texas, right?
Who, Eileen?
Yeah.
Florida. Oh,
in on the Florida highways?
Yeah.
Was another
what, do you know her, where and what areas?
Yeah. First one was Clearwater.
What? She's from my hometown?
Yeah. That was the first murder. Cool. Richard Mallory was from Clearwater.
Oh, my and God. Then, I wonder if that was somebody's dad I know.
Could be.
Nah, probably not. Too old. Too old, right?
I do.
What year was that?
1989.
Huh.
It's possible. It's
possible. Clearwater used to be pretty rough. I mean, not rough, but it used to be very underdeveloped.
Yeah.
It's possible. I do feel like the next victim is going to be John Candy from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Just a shower ring curtain salesman. She's really killing a nice middle-class group of men here.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, these are people who just, you know, abandoned their families long ago.
Right.
These are all just people, bookmark people that are just, like, waiting to just have that bookmark thrown in a garbage can.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
That's how I view salesmen.
I mean, I think it was salesman. All around your area of Florida because it was like Winter Garden, Pasco County.
My friend Angela lives in Winter Garden.
Jupiter.
I wonder if she got murdered.
She's fine. I would say in this situation, when we're discussing this serial killer, she's fine.
Ocala? Yeah. That's another one near you, right?
Ocala, yeah.
Ocala.
I mean, it's like two hours away from where my parents live.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Should I not give people the location of my parents?
No, it's fine. Your father's an officer. He wants people to come running. He wants people on his fucking
lawn
in Florida. He'll stand his ground. There's no doubt about that.
All right, let's get a little bit more Eileen.
I love
Aileen.
It.
Aileen.
She's got both legs.
Sonic.
And every time I was trying to write something, I think they had some kind of eye in the cell. I'm not sure, but every time I started writing something, it went up higher. So I'm thinking that probably had the TV rigged. The TV or the mirror, something was rigged. They got a huge satellite on the compound. After they put the huge satellite on the compound, it could have been either rigged to the TV set or the mirror or something. Because the electrician, when he put the mirror on the wall, he said, doesn't that look like a computer?
Something my grandmother would say.
Yeah, that's the thing. Your electrician was really retarded. So.
That don't look like a computer. Yeah, it's just like, you know, it's just a square piece. It's tile. That's tile. What are you talking about? What are you, a surreal painter?
I love the electrician. He just totally cracked the code for her. Totally opened up her world.
What electrician was put in a mirror?
Yeah, exactly. It's a mirror.
I think she just doesn't know that what handymen are.
Yeah, I think she gets it all wrong.
She calls them all electricians.
Yeah.
It's like my mom calls all superhero movies X-Men's.
Yeah, the X-Men's.
Did you see your X-Men's?
Oh, Iron Man 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I saw my X-Men's. It was mediocre.
Yeah. X-Men's 2, I really enjoyed the Avengers, yes.
Do you think what? Did that affect your mind, do you think?
Huh?
Did that affect your mind in Sonic?
No, absolutely not.
It was crushing my head, and they were using sonic pressure continually.
Henry, do you think there's some merit here? I mean, we know that the government has used MK Ultra and things like this.
No. No way.
Nothing at all?
No. I mean, there's a lot of people that's what they say a lot about these serial killers. So that they are people that broke out of their former MK Ultra training, and these are like the shattered people that are left, and that's a part of where a lot of serial killers come from. There was Richard Chase again. He keeps popping up, but he was another example. Ted Bundy said something along the same lines, that he may have been a part of some sort of government training program. It is true that a lot of these, they would use apparently little girls with this idea of a seductress model, so that there is more famous examples that they say came out of MKUltra, like Marilyn Manson. Not Marilyn Manson.
Charles Manson.
It's my fucking brain.
Although
sorry,
Marilyn
so
would be very happy that you made that mistake.
Yes, yeah. No, Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe was supposedly a sex droid created by the government, and that's why she went, because she could suck dick so good, she made the president come so hard in her dome piece,
right? Yeah,
that she got all the nuclear secrets.
Oh, they were in his sperm.
But this is what scientists. This is what the government really. There was a sort of idea that they were like, we're gonna make a lady suck dick so hard,
right?
We're gonna bring down governments,
right?
And they just know that in the end, if it takes longer than 2 minutes, they're gonna get tired.
I agree.
They can't spend all day doing this.
All right, so you're not buying her idea that the government is.
I think that she was experiencing schizophrenic symptoms that came from her family line.
All yeah, right. She was diagnosed completely with borderline personality disorder.
Yeah, she's totally nuts, and the pressure of the whole thing is making her go crazy. She could have a brain tumor.
Yeah, could be.
You know?
Yeah.
And she's actually feeling pressure. I feel pressure all the time, but that's mostly because I'm nearing 30 and I really haven't done anything.
That's
a different
true.
Sort of sonic pressure.
That's not true at all. You're very successful.
Yeah, you've done a lot more than we have.
Any more with
over 30.
You should be scared then.
Yeah, I know. It's very
you
sad.
You should feel this sonic pressure.
Every time Henry complains about, good. Like, I'm failing, I'm like, you have everything more than I do. And of course, check out Wolf of Wall Street, that little film directed by that little director named Martin Scorsese with that little
lead. He likes to be called Martini.
Martini Scorsese.
Yeah,
you're doing real bad, you piece of shit.
All right. Any more aliens?
Oh, yeah, we've got loads.
Now, when I had 3 meetings with Miss Villacorta on it, every meeting I had, she increased the pressure of the volume of the comm, increased the harassment on the floor, increased the trays being inedible, just increased every bit of my complaints and trashed all grievances. They're trying to make it look like I was crazy at all times, rig up the room with torture. If I said anything about their whole plan was to try to make it look like I was totally crazy, and so nobody would believe anything I had to say about anything.
It totally worked.
Yeah, definitely.
What she's talking about there is in the last year or two that she was waiting at execution, she constantly talked about how the prison guards and the prison staff were mistreating her and torturing her.
Right.
And poisoning her food and all that type of shit.
It was like she was in jail. You know,
I will say that, I'm sure she got some weird treatment, but when it comes down to it, she's just, she's crazy. She's crazy.
But this is great, though. I mean, do you feel, because, you know, honestly, it's bizarre. When Richard Ramirez died, I did have a part of me was mildly sad because you listened to these stories for so long.
These are true
and then the man
American.
Goes.
These are true American icons.
These are like, in this weird, disgusting, dark, and sick way.
What's really fucked up is that because we come from violence. We come from a culture of extreme violence. Our forefathers were murderers, and the people who discovered this country were murderers and torturers. These are people that are. I mean, technically, they're coming straight from the fucking tree. You know, like she's like what's his name, Andrew Jackson, who burned the South. You know, it's like this. It's the same
pioneer
gene. Mm-hmm. You know, but this woman is unique in the fact that she, you know, she kind of it's in a way that's a part of how like we look at these two. It's like Richard Ramirez gets embraced as a counterculture hero because in some way he's standing up to the status quo by doing what he's doing, even though he's a monster. Like Eileen's kind of the same thing, where it's like, you're really the only woman that kind of had the fortitude to do what you did.
And I think, you know, you can make a strong argument that the men are hunters.
Yes.
Women tend to be victims. So she played the role of a victim to get the hunter to attract her, much like a possum, or much like a, what's the thing with the spikes?
Sea urchin.
No. A porcupine?
A porcupine. Much like a porcupine. You know, sorcerer.
A dragon?
I just love the words that I forget are just like the most primitive, like primal, like 6-year-old words. What's that thing?
It's also because it's 115 degrees in
this
room.
It's hot. I've also had 12 beers, so that doesn't help before 5.
You gotta get used to it. You gotta work through it, man.
I know.
I'm in here 8 hours a day.
I just gotta just bring a bathing suit and take off all my clothes.
But Henry, if you have a daughter, I mean, Aileen is someone that you could almost look up to in a way.
Yeah.
You know? Sure, yeah. I mean, you know, she can do a lot of things, you know. There's Aileen Wuornos, there's Amelia Earhart, who technically fucked up.
Yeah, she died in the ocean.
Mary Todd Lincoln, big names.
Mary Todd,
you know?
I don't know if we should.
Dana Scully.
Yeah, Scully you can always go with.
God, Dana Scully made me a man.
Yeah, I mean, I do think, though, you know, these women are very important. If you have a daughter, you know, and you want to turn them on to how to be a powerful woman, I truly believe that she is an icon of the women's rights movement.
Yeah, just hopefully you could teach your daughter how to better cope with the sonic pressure that the man is going to put up on her.
That's true. And that sonic pressure comes in the ways of construction workers catcalling them as they walk down 6th Avenue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. It's very interesting. But like, so there's been a lot of insight that you see with these research, especially the difference between the sexes, with how like psychosis like comes out in that.
This is interesting. This video that we've been watching, the name of the user is Eileen Wuornos.
Oh my God, is it her YouTube
and
account?
And it uses her mugshot as a picture, and under the description it says, interviewed one day before my execution.
Very cool.
This
all right.
is weird.
I think that's kind of how like all the Curious George books take place from his perspective.
Right. I think there's something
like
that.
I think there's something like that. Someone's playing a character. All Somebody's right. getting an SNL reel ready, right?
I like it. Oh, she's going to replace that Brian Moynihan, or Bobby Moynihan, rather. Bobby Moynihan.
Do you want to listen any more from Eileen?
Of course. If you want to. No, whatever. Henry, do you want to?
Yeah, let's take it out with some Eileen. Let's do some more.
All right.
Have we gotten through all nine of these psychological?
Actually, no, we haven't.
All right, let's come back
to
Eileen.
Well, there's really one woman that I really want to talk about.
Let's do it, then.
That's Mary Beth Tinning.
Okay, great.
Yes, yes, please. I really want to talk about her because she is... This is bone-chilling.
Yeah.
I mean, and so we're going to close a chapter in Eileen Wuornos. God love her.
Yeah, and check out the YouTube. What's it called?
It's just called Eileen Wuornos Gone Insane.
Great. So check that out, and you can listen to the... a little biased with their reporting, but check
that out. Eileen Wuornos, crazy go crazy crazy.
You know, cray cray.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, of course. All right. Well, this woman, Mary Beth Tinning... I was looking up something else. It's a woman, Mary Beth...
You're looking at porn on that computer while we're doing this?
Are you jacking off right now?
Oh, God. You got to stop being attracted to her.
Yeah, get over it, man. Get over it.
Love her.
You got to get your truck driver's license before you can be with her. Or you got to, like, you know, be real sad.
I'm willing to put in the work necessary to make this relationship
You just go
happen.
Ahead and, strike while the iron is hot, while she's cold in the grave.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go to Michigan and fuck the ground under the tree where she had her ashes spread.
You know what? Let's just move on. Let's just move on. I feel fine with it.
Well, Mary Beth Tinning, surname Rowe, she was born in Duanesburg, small town here in New York.
New York, concrete underwear in the main.
She tried to kill herself several times as a child.
That
as
happens.
A child.
That was the thing, as a baby. Can you imagine being, I had a bad childhood, but at the same time, I loved Ghostbusters.
So. Right, too much.
Well, over the next few years, she just worked in a series of low-wage jobs. She became a nurse's aide in Schenectady.
Okay.
And in 1963, she met her husband, Joe Tinning, on a blind date. They married 2 years later.
What a prize he must have been. These two were a fun bunch.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Mary Beth, at this point, had two children.
Okay. And how old was
she
now?
Yeah, 1, 2, and 1, 4.
Mm-hmm.
The children. One was 2 and 1 was 4.
Yes. 1 was 2, 1 was 4. And they died.
Okay.
Mysteriously.
Interesting.
Mysteriously. And then she had another baby.
Couple of kids.
It died.
Yeah.
All right.
She brought it to the emergency room. All of them, she brought them into the emergency room complaining that they were convulsing, and then insisted that she'd bring them home, and then she'd bring them home, and then she'd show back up with them dead. And it happened 3 times in a row.
Okay.
Yeah. And she had another baby, and it died.
Same exact thing.
All right.
And then another one, and another one, and another one. She gave birth to and killed 8 children.
And never mind the fact that she adopted one.
Yeah.
And murdered that.
Yes.
The same exact way.
She is an example of Munchausen by proxy syndrome.
Okay.
This is in which you kill or put another person in some sort of bad medical state in order to gain attention for yourself.
Yeah, sure. In order to feel some sort of like sympathy from people.
Yeah.
Because her father died around the time after she had her first 2 kids, her father died, and there's some who say that her first child died of natural causes.
Okay.
And then there seems to be a connection to the feeling that she got
right
when that first baby died, and everyone was like, "Oh, Mary Beth," and she was just like, "Yes, it's mine.
Yeah,
it's mine."
Well, that would make sense.
Kind of how,
suppose.
Like, it's kind of like the the psychological edge you have over like the opposite sex or whoever you're attracted to when someone's like cheated on you. You're gonna be like, "Oh, you know, I guess I just wasn't good enough for him," you know, and they're just like, "I'll burn you. I'll get you."
Well, I think it's interesting, too. I feel like that's why a lot of people, you know, attempt to commit suicide, because they have this idea, this notion that people are going to go to their funeral and mourn them.
Yeah, and then
so
they...
So her father died, and she got mourned.
Yes.
And then her son died, or daughter died, and she got mourned.
While she's alive.
Well,
too,
she's
she
alive, so she can actually
it.
Feel it. Yeah, I could totally... If you have a suicidal... If the idea of suicide for that reason, and I think that's why a lot of people commit suicide, is enticing to you, that makes perfect sense.
It just drives me fucking nuts is the fact that it happened so many times in a row and nobody said shit.
Three babies in a row were said it was SIDS.
Three in a
three
row.
Three in a row because
you
she literally,
be dying.
She just have them. The last four,
yeah.
She killed as soon as they were born.
Sure.
They were born and they were out of her like months and she murdered them.
Well,
and it's
right.
just like, I just can't imagine, because women and men are different in the fact that biologically, women are so much more, like, they're attached to the baby, because the baby's floating around inside your fucking vagina for a long time.
Ruining your life.
Not your vagina.
Uterus.
The booterus.
The booterus.
That's what they call in England.
Yeah, the booterus.
Right, because the boot is the trunk in England. Yeah,
it makes sense. No, but obviously it makes a lot of sense. You're more connected to the body because you're feeding it for 9 months, and
yes.
we're just sitting there being like, can I drink a beer? Is it okay so if I drink?
I
you can't drink, but can I drink beer?
Oh, you're getting pizza with pineapple on it. I'll eat some ice. Can I have some?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fun.
Oh, you're eating pickles and ice cream? That sounds good, actually.
This is great. Can I drink this whole bottle of vodka?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
You can.
I'm going to go out with the boys. You're not. You go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're pregnant.
You're pregnant.
You know?
You're like a human anchor.
That's the No one wants to see you outside. Nobody wants to see you outside.
Can't keep me down. I'm a human kite.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm the opposite. I live on a wind.
He flies.
I'm flying. I'm like a bird that's attached to a horse's hair running through a field.
If you're a fan of the show, please write in a comment, "High flying kite. Henry Zebrowski." That's what I want written on your tombstone. He was a high flying kite.
Oh, well, he certainly is going up to that spinning wheel in the sky.
No doubt. But I agree. So this woman obviously had these kids. It's a very long wait for sympathy.
Yes.
It's a very long thing she had
patience.
To go through.
Again, it's a slow cooker.
Yeah. Because you also have to convince your husband to get you pregnant again. Over
right.
and over.
Oh, well,
again.
At that time, he was. This husband's actually doing great.
He's getting out scot free.
He doesn't have to raise a family. All he has to do. I mean, this was the first form of birth control. She happened to be a serial killer, but if you're her husband, all she wants to do is constantly have sex with you. And then you don't have to
or
raise
just
a family.
Until the baby sticks. And you're going, we just going to do it till the baby sticks. It sticks inside my gut. Because she's a, that's what everyone said too, is that she's super weird.
She was
that's
really
the thing everyone
weird.
She was like weird and stuff like that. Yeah.
Don't forget to buy Henry Zebrowski's line of pregnancy tests where it's just a
did
the
it
baby
stick? Yeah. Did it stick and fall out?
Yeah, it's fall out or stick.
It's stuck.
It stuck or it fell out.
I got one more story involving babies.
Let's do it.
And women murdering.
Yeah, they do good, because all these stories are just fucking... They
a
are
gold mine for comedy.
They're slowing my semen down, which is nice.
Yeah, these are known as the C-section murders.
Okay.
In October 2011, Annette Morales Rodriguez, a 34-year-old mother of three, lived with a boyfriend who was expecting her to give birth to their baby within a matter of days, but that wasn't going to happen because she had been faking the pregnancy the entire time. Morales Rodriguez had lied to this man twice before about being pregnant, and in the past, to avoid exposure as a liar and a fake, had falsely reported a pair of miscarriages. So time was running out for this woman.
Sure.
Dude wanted
her to be pregnant.
Dude wanted her to be pregnant. He wanted to have a baby.
But she couldn't have a baby.
Yeah, she just wasn't pregnant.
Yeah.
It's a real was like a lady situation.
Yeah. Sure.
So,
I mean, he wanted the baby and she
didn't. In the ancient parable of dude looks like a lady. This definitely fits under that.
Right, right.
So this woman.
Chapter 1, verse 7 of Love is an Elevator.
Yes.
We have.
No, love is a battlefield.
Oh, yeah.
What is a love in and out?
Yeah, love in and out.
Love that time. I used to play in Playboy TV, and I used to beat off to that music video. Let's continue.
So, this woman's bright idea was to drive around, find a woman who is about to give birth, cut her stomach open and steal the baby and pass it off as her own.
So extreme.
It's sort of like a human pinata. You know, it's kind of like one of those situations. No candy comes out, but you get
Seems like a sweet baby. Oh, God.
I mean, it's a lot of blood, a lot of guts.
What's that thing? There's like a holiday. Is it a Greek thing where they put the tiny man in the cake? They put a king in a cake. It's called King's Cake. You guys think what I'm talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's like a Greek. All
right, Google this so we just know that he's not losing his mind right now. Usually we record this show in the morning,
king
everybody.
Cake.
And tonight
it's called King. King cake, yes.
Okay, so this is a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Thank God, because I was very concerned for my best friend over here.
Yeah, it's a type of cake associated with the festival of Epiphany and Christmas.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
I'm very happy that's a real thing.
See? Yeah, I got smarts.
I mean, I don't think they put a king in it.
They
do.
They put a little king in it.
It's a trinket, and it's a bean.
Okay, good. Yeah. Much like a child would be.
It's rare in the United States.
I got a Wikipedia up, and I call my brain. Uh-huh. I got a Wikipedia right in my own head.
Right.
I don't need fancy computers.
But why would you put a piece of plastic or metal in a cake?
Because the first kid to choke on it gets a wish. That's the truth.
Hopefully he wishes to die.
Don't want to be Greek anymore.
King cake exists.
So how was she finally caught after she kept carving these people up the jack-o'-lantern murderer?
Oh, she only did it once. They call it the...
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Which,
so she's not a real serial...
Well, she's not a serial killer. I didn't say it was a serial killing. I said
right.
It was a murder.
But she did. She went
she
to,
did.
You know...
She found a woman, picked up a woman from the Hispanic Community Center in Milwaukee.
Oh, leave her in Milwaukee!
In Milwaukee. Offered her a ride home.
You need a ride home, Mamacita?
Yeah.
By the way, never need a ride home. Never.
Do you take me where? Do you take me home?
Yeah, I'll take you home. Where do you need to go?
Where do I go?
You pregnant?
But me have baby, me no fat, me still good wife.
Why don't you just get in the car? I'll take you someplace.
So she says, so she's taking this woman home, and she says, hold on a sec, let me stop at my place. I gotta change my shoes.
Oh, if a man
best
ever
excuse.
I gotta change my fucking shoes.
It looks like your belly's itchy. Let me scratch it with this hook.
Gotta change my shoes.
And so she goes inside and just leaves the pregnant woman out there. The pregnant woman comes in.
Where
she knocks
she
on
go?
The
door. Where did woman first for take me?
Just
where
a second.
She take me?
Just getting new shoes over here.
She knocked on the door and telling the woman she had to pee because pregnant women pee a lot.
Sure.
I have to make pee and you could you casita. How do you say house?
Come on in. Yeah, that's fine.
And then as soon as she walks in the door, Morales Rodriguez smashed her in the head with a baseball bat, choked her until she passed out, bound the victim's hand and feet with duct tape, covered her nose and mouth with the tape, and then sliced into the woman's stomach with an X-Acto knife.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you get it out.
And pulled the baby out and, of course, killed the infant as well.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess she's technically the most grisly murderer we got on here.
She's a grisly
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then she took the body down to the basement and called 911 and said that she just gave birth to a baby who wasn't breathing.
Oh.
And then the paramedic showed up. They cleaned off the infant, wrapped it in a towel, and handed it to the woman who had just murdered it.
New guy's in the corner puking his guts out. That's from Tommy Boy.
Yeah. Man, I've really been working on my ID Discovery voice lately.
The
like,
what?
Yeah, my ID. Like, if you watched that, like the crime shows and all that.
When the medical examiner performed the autopsy, it became obvious that the baby had been removed from its mother's body by an amateur.
That's great.
Really good.
I've been working on it. Marcus Parks. Hell yeah, you're a superstar, bro. Yeah. That's good. All right, well, I guess, are we wrapping that up then?
I think we're going to wrap up. There's other types of, there's revenge killers, there's a couple
a bunch.
Of things. But at the same time, I feel like we really covered a lot of it. You go, girl.
You go, girl. And, you know, honestly, let's get some better serial killers out there of the female variety.
Turn
the
dude into a fucking teepee. Do something.
Do something. Yeah.
I'm not advocating murder.
No, not
a bunch.
Saying
it would be really interesting if something new and fun would happen with a female serial killer. It would be interesting.
Magustalations, everybody.
Can we take it out on our favorite song?
This is great.
Woo!
It's been the feel-good episode of the week, huh?
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan.
Hail Gee.
Magustalations.
We can't hail Satan enough, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah. And you, let's get a Hail Satan for the ladies out there. Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Ladies! Get out there with your good self!
That's right. Start murdering. Start murdering. And of course, hail yourselves, everybody.
Hail me!
And of course, hail yourselves. Yes.
Very good. We landed her in the harbor.